Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 7, Text 18. Narto, Valer, Ayam, Arukrama, Pada, Shaucham, Apaha, Shika, Dritabato, Vibhudadipatyam, Yo, Vai, Pratishutam, Rite, Na, Chikirshad, Anyat, Atmanam, Anga, Manasa, Hariye, Bimene. Narto Balair, I am a Rukrama. Oh, somebody give it to me. Okay, thank you. Narto Balair, I am a Rukrama Pada Saucham. Apa shika dritavato vibhudadi patyam. Yo vai prati shrutam rite natrikir shalanyat. Atman amanga manasa hariye bimene. Narto Balair, I am a Rukrama Pada Saucham. Apa Shika Dritavato Vibhudadi Patyam. Yo Vai Prati Shrutam Rite Nachakir Shadanyat. Atmana manga manasa hariye bimene. Narto Balair, I am a Rukrama Pada Saucham. Apa shika dritavato vibhudadi patyam. Yo vai prati shrutam rite nachakir shadanya. Atmana manga manasa hariye bimene. Narto Balair, I am a Rukrama Pada Saucham. Apa shika dritavato vibhudadi patyam. Yo vai prati shrutam rite nachakir shadanyat. Atmana manga manasa hariye bimene. Narto Balair, I am a Rukrama Pada Saucham. Pasikam, Yogato, Vibhudadi Patyam. Yavai, Prati, Shrutam, Rite, Nachakir, Shadanyat. Atmana manga manasa hariye bimene. Naruto Balera Yamarukama Pada Socha Apashikaji Tavato Vibhadani Patyam Yavai Patishu Tamatena Sakirsalan Yat Mana Manga Manasa Hare Vimene Nato Balera Yamarukama Pada Saucham Pashikaji Tavato Vibhadi Patyam Atmana Manga Manasa Hare Bimene Devayera Yamarukama Pada Saucham Pashikadi Tavato Vibhadi Patyam Vai Atmana Manga Manasa Hare Bimene Nato Balera Yamarukama Pada Saucham Pasikaji Tavato Vibhadi Patyam Vana Manga Manasa Hariye Bimene Vaishnavis. Narto Balera Yamarukama Pada Saucham Apasika Yudhavato Padyam Yavavai Patisha Tamar Sanyad Atmana Manga Masa Hariye Bimene Nato Balera Yamarukama Pada Saucham Apashikaji Tavato Vibhadi Patyam Patishu Tamatena Sakirsadanya Atmana Manga Manasa Hare Yene Nato Balera Yamarukama Pada Saucham Apasikaji Tavato Vibhadi Patyam Apasikaji Tavato Vibhadi Patyam Na, never, artaha, of any value in comparison with balahe, of strength, I am this, arukama pada saucham, the water washed from the feet of the personality of Godhead. Apaha, water. Shika dritavataha, of one who has kept it on his head. Vibhuta adipatyam, supremacy over the kingdom of the demigods. Yahah, one who, by certainly, pratishrutam, what was duly promised, retena, besides that, chikirshad, tried for, anyat, anything else, atmanam, even his personal body, anga, O Narada, manasa, within his mind, Hariye, unto the Supreme Lord, Abhimene, dedicated. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Bali Maharaj, who put on his head the water washed from the lotus feet of the Lord, did not think of anything besides this promise, in spite of being forbidden by his spiritual master. The king dedicated his own personal body to fulfill the measurement of the Lord's third step. For such a personality, even the kingdom of heaven, which he conquered by his strength, was of no value. Purport. Bali Maharaj, by gaining the transcendental favor of the Lord in exchange for his great material sacrifice, was able to have a place in Vaikuntha with equal or greater facilities of eternal enjoyment. Therefore, he was not at all the loser by sacrificing the kingdom of heaven, which he had possessed by his material strength. In other words, when the Lord snatches away one's hard-earned material possessions and favors one with his personal transcendental service for eternal life, bliss, and knowledge, such taking away by the Lord should be considered a special favor upon such a pure devotee. Material possessions, however alluring they may be, cannot be permanent possessions. Therefore, one has to voluntarily give up such possessions, or one has to leave such possessions at the time of quitting this material body. The sane man knows that all material possessions are temporary, and that the best use of such possessions is to engage them in the service of the Lord, so that the Lord may be pleased with them and award him a permanent place in his Param Dhamma. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, texts 5 and 6, the Param Dhamma of the Lord is described as follows. Nirmana Moha Jita Sangha Dosha Adhyatma Nitya Vinivrita Kamaha Dvanvair Vimukta Sukaduka Samgar Gachantya Muda Param Avyayam Tat. In the next verse from the Gita, Na tad basyate suryo, na shashanka na pavagaha, yad gatva na nivartante, tad dhamma paramam mama. One who possesses more in this material world, in the shape of houses, land, children, society, friendship, and wealth, possesses these things only for the time being. One cannot possess all this illusory paraphernalia created by Maya permanently. Such a possessor is more illusioned in the matter of his self-realization. Therefore, one should possess less or nothing, so that one may be free from artificial prestige. We are contaminated in the material world by association with the three modes of material nature. Therefore, the more one spiritually advances by devotional service to the Lord in exchange for his temporary possessions, the more one is freed from the attachment of material illusion. To achieve this stage of life, one must be firmly convinced about spiritual existence and its permanent effects. To know exactly the permanency of spiritual existence, one must voluntarily practice possessing less or only the minimum to maintain one's material existence without difficulty. One should not create artificial needs. That will help one to be satisfied with the minimum. Artificial needs of life are activities of the senses. The modern advancement of civilization is based on these activities of the senses, or, in other words, it is a civilization of sense gratification. Perfect civilization is the civilization of Atma, or the soul proper. The civilized man of sense gratification is on an equal level with the animals, because animals cannot go beyond the activities of the senses. Above the senses is the mind. The civilization of mental speculation is also not the perfect stage of life, because above the mind is the intelligence. And the Bhagavad Gita gives us information of the intellectual civilization. The Vedic literatures give different directions for the human civilization, including the civilization of the senses, of the mind, of the intelligence, and of the soul proper. The Bhagavad Gita primarily deals with the intelligence of man, leading one to the progressive path of civilization of the spirit soul. And Srimad Bhagavatam is the complete, human civilization dealing with the subject matter of the soul proper. As soon as a man is raised to the status of the civilization of the soul, he is fit to be promoted to the kingdom of God, which is described in the Bhagavad Gita as per the verses above. The primary information of the kingdom of God informs us that there is no need of sun, moon, or electricity, which are all necessary in this material world of darkness. And the secondary information of the kingdom of God explains that anyone able to reach that kingdom by adoption of the civilization of the soul proper, or in other words, by the method of bhakti yoga, attains the highest perfection of life. One is then situated in the permanent existence of the soul with full knowledge of of transcendental loving service for the Lord. Bali Maharaj accepted this civilization of the soul in exchange for his great material possessions, and thus became fit for promotion to the kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven, which he achieved by dint of his material power, was considered most insignificant in comparison with the kingdom of God. Those who have attained the comforts of a material civilization made for sense gratification should try to attain the kingdom of God by following in the footsteps of Bali Maharaj, who exchanged his acquired material strength, adopting the process of Bhakti Yoga as recommended in the Bhagavad Gita and further explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Omigana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, in this, the verse, you know, it's mentioned that Bali Maharaj kept his promise, you know, to give the three steps of land to Lord Vamana, the Lord in his dwarf incarnation, as we heard yesterday. But now we're speaking about Bali Maharaj. So it says that he did this even though he was forbidden by his spiritual master. So how does one know who is spiritual master? Kiva vipra kiva nyasi sudri kainanai ye krishna tattva veta se guru hai. So one may be a Brahmin, a Vipra, a sannyasi. One may be in any social position, even Sudra. But if they know the science of Krishna, then they are guru. Ye Krishna Tattva Veta Se Guru Haya. So, the guru of Bali Maharaj was Shukracharya. He was a greatly qualified Brahmana, but because he was opposing Krishna, who wanted to give mercy to Bali Maharaj, therefore it's stated he was correct in not obeying his spiritual master, his so-called spiritual master, who had tried to give him some instruction which would prevent him from surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then, in the purport, we learn about these verses from the Bhagavad Gita. Of course, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada doesn't give the translation for them. But Bhagavad Gita 15.5, Nirmana Moha Jita Sangha Dosha Adhyatma Nitya Vinivritti Kama Dvandvan Vimukta Sukaduka Samgyar Gacchantya Mudha Padam Avyam Tat. And this gives the qualification for going back to Godhead. So, you know, if we look at the translation to this verse, we can get some idea, kind of a checklist of what's necessary to take that trip to the Param Dhamma, the supreme abode of the Lord. The translation reads, those who are free from false prestige, illusion, and false association, who understand the eternal, who are done with material lust, who are freed from the dualities of happiness and distress, and who, unbewildered, know how to surrender unto the Supreme Person, attain to that eternal kingdom. So it's quite a list of qualifications. So we have to gradually acquire these characteristics. And then the other verse is, well, Srila Prabhupada spoke about it in his purport, Natad Basyate Suryo Nashishanka Napavaka Yadgatvani Nibartante Tadama Paramamama. So that supreme abode, in that supreme abode, there's no need for electricity or sun or moon to give light. Everything is naturally self-effulgent. And then further in the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions that a qualification for entering that supreme abode is that one shouldn't be overly attached to material things. He said one must attain voluntarily, one must voluntarily practice possessing less or only the minimum to maintain one's material existence. So that isn't easy. I can recall when Mukunda Maharaj and I were writing the book Divine Nature, A Spiritual Perspective on the Environmental Crisis. I started doing research about, well, what is the actual cause of the environmental crisis? It's overproduction and overconsumption of material things. And, some very highly qualified experts, they concluded that the only solution is voluntary simplicity. So that's the only way to reduce the material production and consumption that's poisoning the air, poisoning the land, poisoning the water, and everything. So that practice of voluntary simplicity can only be carried out if we have a higher taste. Param jasva nivartate, Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita. If we develop that higher taste, we'll be able to reduce our entanglement and artificial material sense gratification, which is, in any case, temporary and full of, it never really satisfies one. So this idea of voluntary simplicity is being stressed in this purport. And it's also, one can be Krishna conscious, however, in different situations. We, see there were many people who lived in very opulent situations and were very powerful, and they had, there were great kings, Rajarshis and others who became pure devotees even though they were surrounded with a lot of paraphernalia. But in general, stated, like Krishna says, yasyaha manugrinami harishyetad danam chanai. If I want to show mercy to someone, first thing I do is I take away all their wealth and accumulated power. So Bali Maharaj, you know, he's one of the 12 Mahajans, one of the 12 great personalities, great souls who were meant to follow, who offer instruction in the path of devotional service. So he's a recognized devotee, but you know, he was born in the family of the Asuras, the demons. He accumulated, he conquered the kingdom of the demigods, and still, you know, he was willing to give it all up in order to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appeared to him in the form of Brahmana, the dwarf Brahmin boy manifestation of Krishna. And by surrendering all his possessions and eventually his self to the Supreme Lord, he achieved, as Srila Prabhupada says here in the purport, a place in Vaikuntha Loka ultimately. Of course, it would take him some time to get there, because first, you know, he was sent to the, you know, after he gave everything to Vaman Dev, he was sent to Sutala, which Srila Prabhupada has described as one of the hellish planets. But he was there, and the Lord was there, serving as his doorman and, you know, protecting him. So it's not a bad situation. And then in the next Manvantar, he would become Indra himself. And then perhaps after that, you know, he went to Vaikuntha. You know, it's interesting how he got all his wealth and possessions. The demigods and the demons, the Asuras and the Devas, are constantly fighting each other. And sometimes the Devas are winning, and sometimes the Asuras are winning. So in the course of these long battles, you know, that are described, when you get the full account of Bali Maharaj in the eighth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, we see, you know, how he sometimes was conquered by the demigods and sometimes he conquered them. So, but in this case, he had conquered the city of Lord Indra, who was the chief of the demigods, and then responding to the prayers of Aditi, the mother of the demigods, the Lord appeared in the form of Vamana to kind of get back the kingdom of the demigods for them. So Srila Prabhupada also mentioned in this purport that we should try to develop the civilization of the soul proper. And, you know, that's what's missing from human civilization today. Any real knowledge or focus on the soul. They simply wanted to engage more and more in the creation of artificial needs. And you know, there, as a result of that, there's so much conflict in human society and so much environmental destruction going on. So the solution is to come to the level of the civilization of the soul, not the civilization of sense gratification that we have today. So I'll stop there. Any questions or comments? Okay. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.